Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here of the Common Sense Show. Doug Thornton of the American Vindictive Show. Together, we are the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And I'm going to repeat my request here I've been making recently. Share this 10 times over. We've got to offset the advantage the mainstream media has in propagandizing people that just aren't aware. And they're employing groupthink techniques. We got to counter that. Also, too, when you vote, if you're choosing to vote, take 10 people with you. If you're going to do the ballot, by the way, speaking of ballots, I got to tell you this. My wife went online today and she paid the license plate fee, registration fee for my car. And then a pop-up came up and says, would you like a ballot sent to you to vote? They didn't ask if she'd already voted. They didn't ask if she was registered to vote. And they're just going to mail her a ballot. And in Arizona, we have 200,000 people on the rolls that they could not get off who are not real people. So, yeah, can you say fraud? Arizona's gone to Trump. Arizona's gone to Carrie Lake. Arizona is a lost cause. I think because the size is more manageable than California, my state is more corrupt than the rest of them. Anyway, before we get started, we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. And the reality is this, is that the banks are going to take a dump when it's convenient and the election's over. If they don't feel they can cheat enough to overcome Trump's advantage, then it might happen before. So you need to move quickly. If you have retirement in the bank, you're screwed. You need to get it out, put it under your control, and back it up with gold or silver. Noble Gold can do that for you. Noble Gold can also help you with your bank account. Leave operating capital in because the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says it's ours. You're an unsecured creditor. So don't let the grass grow under your feet. Come out the other side of these cataclysms with something of value. Okay, so don't let that happen to you. Here's what you do. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and just fill out your email. That's all we need, and we'll send you a free information packet, very brief, to short, to the point. It'll say a lot of what I've said and more. And then there's a number to call Noble Gold. They're the lowest. I mean, there's no pressure. You got to close your own deal. So anyway, DaveHodgesGold.com. Doug, what's going on with training and getting people ready for the Civil War?
Well, I mean, besides the fact that you probably should seek some sort of training, November, we do have training. Be here in the DFW area. We'll be doing one of our Shoot, Move, Communicate courses. If you want to know more about that, please follow us up on our website, vindictivesolutions.com. You can email me as well. And we have a bunch of different references that you can look at on Vindictive Solutions YouTube channel and also on the American Vindictive Show YouTube channel. You can see all the type of training that we put on there. And that kind of answers a lot of people's questions. But the goal of it is to make you familiar with how to use a weapon properly, safely. We put you in shoot, don't shoot decision drills, and it's scenario-based training. So it's not going to a gun range and shooting a paper target and wasting bullets, which if you're doing what you're supposed to, you're not wasting bullets, but it is actually making you think. This is going to be a thinking man's game.
Yeah.
And the decisions that you make, man, I hope people are ready for what's coming because people are already facing it right now, Dave. So many people are facing terror right now. The violent criminals, the terrorism, and we're not even talking about the tyrannical governments yet. So people need to be trained. They need to know how to use their weapons properly and safely and realize that it's not a video game. There are consequences to this. You need to know your state laws, your local laws. You need to know some federal laws. You need to know what you can do, cannot do, medical attention, how to use radios, communicate effectively. These are things that we teach you in our training. If you're interested, please go to VindictiveSolutions.com. Look up the next training that we have. It's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in November. And then in December, it'll be back at Teleco Plains, Tennessee, at the Ready Made Resources Training Center. And we'll be doing the last year's event, the Shoot, Move, Communicate course there. And then next
question
year
for you is Teleco Plains, is that near Knoxville?
It is south, about 2 hours south of it.
Because it's Knoxville's going to get the crap knocked out of it by Milton.
Yeah, these storms aren't looking any good, man.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny, everyone, thank you to all you people out there who are doing this. I've received emails tonight. I ran a summary of Air Force Owning the Weather, Nick Begich's patents, you know, for Eastman Kodak and what they did with HAARP and weather weapons, basically. Tomorrow I'm going to show you the UN Treaty on Weather Wars. People don't want to believe it's true. It's true. It's true. This was a directed hurricane that did not follow natural patterns. And now we got a hurricane that's going parallel across the Gulf, which is unheard of. And it's picking up speed, which is also unheard of in terms of what they have to traverse. It's and they just said, oh, the movements are so strange. No, they're not. It's called weather wars. Weather wars. Hey, I'm curious about one thing. We need to do some research on this. Tampa Bay and the surrounding areas, GOP, because I'll tell you this, the people in North Carolina, they got flooded out and they're going to have their properties bulldozed, dead bodies and all, GOP heavily. Do you have any idea about Tampa Bay?
I know that, Florida used to be a swing state. I don't know if it's still considered one or not, but it is, I think, majority Republican now.
It is.
So.
But Miami is still primarily Democratic. And isn't it interesting? Miami never gets hit with these hurricanes anymore. You know,
Well.
there's three more out in the Atlantic. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're watching. I want to put out that there's a good website you can visit and watch the current weather, and that's windy.com, windy.com. That's a great website for referencing, to look at the past traveling of the storm, what the storms are doing. The other one is AccuWeather, ACCU
I'm
weather.
familiar with that.
Yeah, that's become like my staple for going and, finding out just what in the heck is going on with this crazy nonsense weather. Dave, let me ask you a question, man. So a few things. If it is true that these storms hitting, like Helene, were guided, enhanced, formed by weather manipulation, and it comes out in mainstream media that it's true, would that not be the absolute downfall of Kamala Harris?
Yeah, but it's not going to come out in mainstream media.
Well, if it does, because it's all over social media, it is all over alternative news, it's all over YouTube, and the only people who aren't covering it right now is mainstream media. So what I think is, if Kamala is the great scapegoat that she will be, I think they're going to use her as a sacrificial goat. Could you imagine blaming a weather modified and manipulated storm that was steered and guided to hit the majority of these areas that would impact the quote voting account for the Republicans for Trump? And it's not just the fact that we have hundreds probably of US patents on weather manipulation, but we also have patents, and we also currently have technology that can stop these storms. What's worse, the fact that we have the tools to create this storm, or the fact that we have the tools to stop this storm? Because why, I think it's interesting that it's really never talked about, but there's patents on it. And if there's patents, there's got to be technology. And if there's technology, it's got to have been used. And if it was successful, then it can be used more than once. If we have the ability to create the storm, we have the ability to also disrupt the formation of the storm. Why aren't we doing it?
I don't even know where to start to answer that question because it's so voluminous. There is a, I'm going to read this to you real quickly here, just an excerpt from Wikipedia, which, by the way, when I was a professor, we told our students you could not use Wikipedia as a reference. But I'm going to show you the deception. And Wikipedia is run by the CIA. So, anyway, it's called NMOD Convention. This is a UN concoction. And it's specifically intended to prevent the use of environment. And that would mean anything from induced earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, cyclones, and so forth, is a means of warfare. And then it goes on to say in the same article, but that technology doesn't exist. So since 1977, they've had this treaty, this weather wars treaty in the UN, okay, signed on to by all the nations, including the National Security Council, and yet there's no technology? Come on, CIA, do you think we're really that stupid? So it exists, and there's treaties to this. But you know, Doug, what I find, though, is most people, when you start to say a hurricane is directed and this was done intentionally, what I did last week is I lined up the lithium deposits with the extreme storm damage in North Carolina, and one overlaid the other.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And by the way, let me just read to you one more thing. I put this up on my website today, so you can go look at this at thecommonsenseshow.com. Here's the title. Albemarle Corporation for Lithium Drilling, okay, and Mining, BlackRock, Vanguard, and Doug Emhoff, Kamala, husband, profit from Helene. Doug Emhoff is the largest private investor in this Albemarle, which is going to do all the lithium mining in North Carolina. And guess who had to sign off on it for this to happen? Kamala Harris is the VP. So she signed off on something that makes her money through her husband's business interests. And of course, if it's dirty, BlackRock, Vanguard, now State Street's not here, but usually they are. They're the ones going to be involved too. You know what this is, Doug? This is Lahaina part two.
Yeah. So when do we, the federal government and all of our investigatory powers, start to line things up, right? When do the satellites start talking to each other and we start passing this information that, hey, somebody's getting rich off of this? You know, like how Nancy Pelosi got millions and millions and millions of dollars from the stock market.
Yeah.
Or is this just another one of those things where they'll go, well, you know, they wrote themselves a law to do stuff like this? It's just evil.
Sheree Bishop was in Colorado. She was living in Eagle, Colorado, which is about an hour outside of Denver in the mountains. And she was going to various school board meetings and said, we don't want our kids taught CRT. It turns everyone into a racist victim or a racist perpetrator. And I don't want this. And she was being effective. Well, one morning, and by the way, her husband worked for the federal government. This is interesting, too. Without a warrant, they kicked in her door. They walked in. They seized all their electronics. They manhandled her teenage daughter on the stairs. And then they just left and never repaired the damage. She's never been charged with anything. And come to find out, as I did research, and I let her know this, that Panorama Education owns the rights to CRT, Project 1619, and all that nonsense. And they own the rights. And Panorama Education is owned by Merrick Garland's daughter and son-in-law. And so anyway, that means that he's protecting profits for himself, because the DOJ regulations and the federal law says you can't be involved in any case. And he sent the FBI to do this raid. You can't be involved in any case that could benefit you, acquaintances, friends, or family. I think daughter and son-in-law qualifies as family. So you ask the question about conflict of interest with Kamala Harris and Doug Emhoff in this lithium mining. Doug, this is just a mafia operation. The laws exist. They're just ignoring them all.
You mean like how they're ignoring the laws to force the border?
Oh, I think that fits. Yeah.
Well, what it shows is a pattern of behavior, right? What it shows is a pattern of behavior to willfully violate the United States Constitution, to willfully endanger people and make money off of it. That's what it shows. Hey, did you know November 2nd, 2001, someone developed a patent for hurricane and tornado control device? Hey, did you also know that?
Do you know who the patent was through? Because I may know this if I know who
I can give you every number of every patent that you could even think of.
Do you know who the sponsoring business or entity was?
No. Patent number 20030 300-85296. November 2nd, 2001, hurricane and tornado control device. How about this one? January 24th, 2002, patent number 200200-08155, method and system for hurricane control. Strange. Strange.
Yeah, let me see if I have this here real quick. I may not have it. I'll have to come back to it. But I had the patent number for Project HARP. And what HARP did initially, now this has gotten advanced now. You can do it with portable microwave. But HARP had this array of antennas in Gakona, Alaska. Jesse Ventura in his show, Conspiracy Theory, actually showed up there and they had a hissy fit and threatened to arrest him and all this other stuff.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that episode? So anyway, Jesse was up there and you saw the antenna. It's just one, it's like solar panels, but much larger. And what it does is it electrically excites the jet stream, and you can move it with the proper frequency, and you can merge weather patterns and cause catastrophes, tornadoes, cyclones, hurricanes. And it was the early days of this advanced weather modification that could be used in a directed area. This has gone a lot more. Well, the patents for this, Nick Begich published them in his book, Angels Don't Play This Harp, HARP, and he had pages of patents. And Bernard Eastland was one of the main inventors of this stuff. I'm trying to think of the best way to say this. Where they could electrically incite the jet stream, they can now forcibly move weather patterns on a much more holistic scale, as opposed to just little pieces of the jet stream designed to change weather. And they can induce droughts and all kinds of other things as well, too. In fact, there was a real famous case, Doug, and this made the mainstream media. This is a partial answer to your question. Russia and China, and I covered this on my website as well, Malaysia was having trouble with really bad skies, dirt in the skies, pollution and stuff. And they said, hey, we can create a cyclone that'll come in and clean everything up for you. And that was well documented. And this was, I want to say it was 2009. So this technology is real. And, you know, I don't want to spend a whole lot more time on this because we got our things to cover. But anyone listening to this, let me tell you, they can change the weather. And here's what's interesting, Doug. The real damage of Helene was not in Florida where it came across. Okay. It's where it jumped into North Carolina, right into the lithium mining area. And you and I both know that FEMA is not doing squat for these people. They say publicly they're out of money. $1.4 billion went to illegal aliens. And so private people showing up trying to help save lives are being arrested. I don't know how much more depraved this could get.
Well, I mean, they don't stop us whenever the politicians need us to come and protect them. Do they? Oh, no. January 6th. Let's turn Washington, D.C. into a citadel. See, they are very good at protecting themselves. They're very good at providing for themselves. Interesting enough. But for you and I, unless we all claimed that we were like transgender, trans-raced aliens from Zeta Reticuli in the fourth version of the universe, that's the flat earth where the dinosaurs are still alive, then they'll care about you when you're completely insane. But for those of us normal, average, everyday taxpayers whom go ahead and try not to pay your taxes, they don't seem to care too much about. They didn't care when the cities burned in 2020. They didn't care when they locked down everybody in 2020 during COVID. Didn't care about the shots. They don't care about a lot, apparently. They don't care about starting World War III. We're still giving weapons to Ukraine or Nazis to shoot at Russia and their nuclear facilities. Is anyone surprised that they only give you $750 for a hurricane where you lost your house? But Trinidad and Aragua are getting $9,000 a month, and they get to live in a hotel for free.
Well, they're taking over apartments too,
shocked.
Doug.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say, in a non-sarcastic way, and be totally serious, is that our government willfully betrays the people.
They're our enemy.
And they pretty much say, do something about it, because we don't think you will.
I would agree that let me put it to you this way. Who was it I was interviewing? Gary Voris, who's a former mainstream media journalist, CBS. He won 4 Emmys. This guy's the real deal. I mean, he's good. Great delivery. I'm envious. He's so talented. But here's the deal. He's a devout Christian. And he came on my show last week, and he talked about the mainstream media should never be watched. They should never listen to one show about the mainstream media. And he just went off on the deep state. And this is a guy that came right out of the main. It's like Kerry Lake coming right out of the mainstream media and saying, don't trust him. And this is, and by the way, too, he was all over the North Carolina thing, too. Doug, I look at, there's a sign of the times. It's called RFK Jr., Elon Musk coming to Trump, and Tulsi Gabbard, this huge coalition at the top. It hasn't filtered down to the grassroots level, though. Everyone, listen, I'm not, the Republican Party is as corrupt as hell, and it's almost as bad as the Democrats. And I say almost. There's MAGA and there's GOP. MAGA gives a crap about America. And I don't agree with everything on either side, but GOP should totally be ignored. And when I look at this, the MAGA people care about what's happening in North Carolina. The GOP vote with the Democrats. And I'm not joking when I say that. I mean, the Republican Party, for the most part, has been taken over. In fact, there's a guy, his name is Curly Hoagland, and he was a top mucky muck in 2016 election. And he said, I don't care if Trump wins all these primaries. We'll choose at the convention who we want. I went off on him. I said, this is the end of your party. I said, you're going to get chased out of the party if the party survives. And his wife actually wrote to me and asked me to stop. What head of the RNC would ever have his wife write to a critic? I mean, I was just laughing my butt off. But these parties suck. They absolutely are terrible. But I'm going to tell you this. At the top level, MAGA is assembling as a coalition from different backgrounds, including Democrats and independents. But it hasn't filtered down to the lower levels yet. I don't know where do we go, Doug. I don't know what we do to stop this crap. I mean, Mayorkas belongs in prison. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
The head of commerce who said that Trump needs to be extinguished from the planet, she belongs in prison for threatening an ex-president. I mean, I could go down the list here. Merrick Garland belongs in prison for his conflicts of interest and his persecution of using lawfare. I mean, we are just one big mafia.
Does it ever concern you to have these higher echelon people from the Democrats now being put in what would eventually be cabinet member positions of Donald Trump's soon to be government?
Yes.
Have the deciding factors of RFK Jr. changed besides the fact that he says, yeah, you know what? I support Trump.
Well,
but as his stances
okay.
on anything
he's
else
valuable.
Changed?
He's valuable in one area. Let me give you an example, Doug. RFK Jr. just hosted a conference of top medical people, top doctors. And they came out and they basically said what RFK has been saying, but they had data and evidence. And they were talking about various illnesses that are caused by our food, by our medicine, by our medical neglect. And they said it's intentional and they want to profit on our demise. I mean, these are highly respected medical people saying this. So that part of RFK Jr. is very valuable. It truly is. The medical industry is lined up against us. I mean, look at the vaccines. I don't have to go any further than that. Three out of four deaths right now in random autopsies that have been surveyed are tied to vaccines. Vaccine bad effects. Three out of four.
If I'm not correct when I say this, then please correct me. But I believe all these mainliner Democrats that he's putting, you know, in his deck of cards, they're all also pro-choice.
Yeah, I agree. And I just did a piece today on Tim Walz's nonsense and how he thinks it's okay to let babies that survive abortions die. And there's been eight of them in Minnesota since he signed the legislation. And I entitled the article, Confessions of a Baby Killer. And that view doesn't stop with my criticism of the people that are surrounding Trump. But
well, that includes Trump as well.
No, Trump is playing politics, but he goes back and forth on this.
Trump is pro-abortion all day long.
He's guilty
he's said
of
it for
going
years.
Back and forth. I've seen clips where he has said, I'm against abortion, and those have been used against him in political ads. I've seen that as well. But he's inconsistent, and that's a valid criticism, but he's not purely pro-choice. I don't know where he stands because he's not consistent. My guess is he's playing politics to try to get as many women to vote for him as possible. Okay. And I have a problem with that too.
Can I play something real quick?
God. We're looking at someone sideways and I can't hear the sound. Doug, it's not coming through. Summarize it for us.
Okay. So this was Tim Walz on with Fox News Business, and they were talking about the abortion and his horrific policies. And he said, well, Donald Trump's trying to do a nationwide abortion ban. And Fox News even comes out and says he's outright denied that he would do a nation ban, to the point that I think it's 13 weeks, 16 weeks is what his plan is. But that's only for if you are a victim of sexual abuse, incest, or to save the mother. Here's the thing about that. Okay. Here's the carrot that dangles in front of the Christians, or that dangles in front of the conservatives, is they say, oh, well, you know, it's only for these things, these medical interventions or these moral interventions, but abortions will still be open. The clinic will still be open. And we have, for me, this is just me, okay? We have the evidence through James O'Keefe in 2016 that what happens to these children that are killed in the womb, which is a sin, if you're a Christian, you should worry about that. But that those body parts are then sold for science or to clientele in
That's
China,
correct.
where they're eating
I've covered
baby
that.
head
That's
soup.
correct.
Okay. Satanists, okay, are the ones who are saying that they dedicate at the end of the week or end of the month or whenever they decide to dedicate stuff, all abortions to Satan. This lady, Amber Rose, who's a devout Satanist, who spoke at the RNC on behalf of Donald Trump, who is also a well-known figure for protesting for
what's her name again,
pro-choice.
Doug? Because I've never heard of her.
Amber Rose. It's hard to miss her. She's a music
I've
artist
missed her.
Or whatever. She is an outright Satanist. A disgusting person. You should pray for this young lady. But these are the people that are getting put in with Trump. And it, for me, it's worrying because it's a lie that's being promoted. And look, I know I'm beating a dead horse. I know Doug says this all the time. Doug, you need to get over yourself and your self-righteousness by trying to hold people to the standard of the Bible as being a Christian. Who would ever thought we should hold our standards to the commandments? But I will not budge off that hill for that one thing. Now,
I want to
I
say
think
one
there's
thing that you brought up, though, okay,
okay.
Because I need to explain this to the audience. And this doesn't even really go in opposition to you, but you brought up Trump was accused of going to do a national ban on abortion. Fox News says, no, he's not. Okay, This is not a moral stance on Trump's part. You can go pick him apart in other areas, but that criticism is not valid because the Supreme Court ruled correctly that abortion is not a protected right at the federal level. Trump was not in office when that happened. He did not control Congress's votes because if he did, he'd still be the damn president right now because they would overturn a corrupt election. So that is strictly the actions of the Supreme Court that made that ruling that it's a state issue. He does not have the power, even if he was so inclined, to do a national ban on abortions, okay?
No,
Or not
his
do a
credit,
national ban. He can't do anything either way.
Trump's credit is that he put forth three of the justices who helped in overturning Roe v. Wade from the federal, turning it
That's
back over
true.
to
He
the
has said
states.
that. But that doesn't negate what I just said about the legality of the issue. And the legality of the issue is it's a states' rights issue. It's not federal. It's not under the purview of Trump whatsoever. So, I mean, that's, now can you get into the other idea that every other day contradicts himself on the issue? I agree with that. I agree with that. What I struggle with as a Christian is if I don't vote for him, that's a vote for Kamala, and Kamala will not only take us off the air. She's going to take us to a lot of other places too, because right now we're going through a consolidation of a Bolshevik coup, a Bolshevik communist coup, and they're
Which
going
will
to,
it?
well, let me finish this thought, because they're going to
Okay.
consolidate. And when
Yep.
puppet Kamala is in, the purge is going to start. And Doug, it's people like me and you, and anyone that is, quote, MAGA, that Biden declared war on 2 years ago in his famous speech on September 1st, 2022, that they're coming after us. We're talking body bags. Body bags equal communism. And that's coming. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, there's objections I have with Trump. And I'll be honest with you too. I have some personal objections with Trump. Okay. I don't even think he's a very good debater. But I'll say this. Under Trump, I don't think he's going to put me in a concentration camp. I don't think he's going to murder my family. And so sometimes, I know the saying, if you choose the lesser of two evils, you still get evil. But this case, I'm saving the lives of conservative Americans by voting for Trump. And then that gives us an opportunity to work on the agenda to be done. But abortion will not be a national issue. This is a Democratic Party contrived issue, Doug, designed to gather votes because I mean, it's just like Project 2025. Trump had nothing to do with it. I think it's pretty good myself. There's parts I don't like, but Trump had nothing to do with it. These commercials are lies after lies after lies about Trump. And honestly, okay, he has no impact on the issue of abortion now. No impact whatsoever. It's the state legislature. I mean, that's a fact. But I agree with your concern. Here I call Waltz a baby killer. I mean, I'm not going to be inconsistent. And Tulsi Gabbard, she's pro-choice. But I don't know, is she pro-choice, Doug, because she's in the Democratic Party and had to say it, had to conform, but she really doesn't believe it. I don't know that that's true. I think
She
probably she
hasn't come out
doesn't.
against it.
I think she pro exactly. I think she probably is for it. RFK is for it. Trump's wife is for it. And I have a problem with that. She professes to be a Catholic and she's for abortion.
Well, okay, so this is where I was talking about where this does matter. And it does matter because that makes them all liars.
Yeah. And
So
the left is all murderers. What do you want? Do you want
why
a
so
liar or do you want a murderer?
No, what I'm saying is it doesn't matter anymore. Honestly, it doesn't matter anymore. You've got the government that's too big to fail. So says Hillary Rodham Clinton, who some people say is also Trump's cousin. But when you go down the line of facts that just as easily from 2016 to 2020, the Democrats can stonewall Trump and the Republicans who all turned against Trump. Besides, like what, 11 of them at January 6th, and now they all love him? Now they're all on his side?
Yeah,
I
I'm
it's
not
it's a
disagreeing with you,
charade.
but
It's a
really, would
charade.
you
It's bread
want to
and
live under
circus.
Kamala Harris?
You're gonna live under whatever you live under.
No, I don't
We
agree.
all live under Biden right now. He's not kicking down my door trying to take my guns away from me.
He's not capable. Here's the bottom line. You're changing what I'm saying.
I'm not trying to change it. I'm just trying to
Trump
state
is not going to be genocidal. That's my point. Kamala Harris is going to be genocidal.
What if Trump put Democrats in concentration camps and they began to exterminate them?
I don't see that happening.
That's just a what if.
That's a stretch. I don't believe it'll happen.
No one believed Hitler would do it.
But we're going to have a civil war regardless of who wins.
Let's get back to the actual question. The actual question is, if they are in control of who gets appointed, and the people that they're telling us, like Manly P. Hall, you know, very famous Mason, who says, we'll always give you the heroes that you want. Everything is always, let's say, in play. If they are in control and they're the ones who are always puppeting everything, and you really believe that, and you're a Christian, and you're not reading your Bible, you're not in your word, you don't know because you're on the milk and not the meat, that God is in control of everything, so it says in Romans, that what we see is a judgment happening upon this nation. What we Christians really actually need to worry about is making our homes prepared for that judgment, making sure that your home is following the commandments of God. Period. Point blank, don't yoke yourself up with the unrighteous. You should uphold the righteous, abhor the unrighteous. Don't yoke yourself up with anything that God considers to be an abomination and compromise your testimony, nor go against the commandments of God just because you think a freaking political party is going to save you. I used to be a voting Republican. I used to be all about that until I realized neither side is truly for us. While this storm is happening right now, while people are suffering, these people are going from town to town, ballroom to ballroom, steak dinner after steak dinner.
You know, I want to move on to something
else. Where's the millionaires and billionaires?
We're not going to agree on this because your logic says there's never been a government that should have been in power in the history of the world, because every government has corruption. Every government falls short of the glory of God. So there's never been a government.
And no, brother, what I'm saying is God is in control, and we keep trying to think we can take it out of God's hands.
I think we can also be instruments of God. I don't think God always calls on us to be passive. There is a
we're
time
not
for
passive.
That.
I have never
we are
been
being
passive.
passive. If we sit out
No,
and
we're
let
not.
Kamala win, okay, we are being passive. That's my view, but we're not going to agree on this. I mean,
no, if you let me talk about Christian passivity real quick. Read this book and let's find out what passivity means. What has happened in history is going to happen again. And sometimes we're called to endure hardships. I am no different than any other man who says there will be no one who will ever come through that front door that will endanger my family without me standing up and defending it, or defending my neighbor, or defending my state, or defending my country, because I did serve my country and I did do my time. I did that. I was a man of my word, and I went and walked the walk, not just talk the talk. But there are plenty of people who think, well, I'll just give all my hopes and praise to this one side, where you know outright as a Christian that you think that this side that's going to be there for you, you know they're outwardly lying, outwardly lying. They're outwardly portraying Antichrist modus operandi in the way that they behave, trying to tell you, the good Christians who want good for this country, there's nothing wrong with that, Dave. You should want that. I know you're a good man. I know you're a good man. I know you mean well. And I know that you'd kill any man who came through that door to hurt you or your kid. I know that for a fact. And I know there's millions of men just like that. And we're fed up with this freaking government. We're fed up with the lies. We're fed up with the damnation that they want to put us through, the harm they put us in, what they want to do to our kids, turning our youth against us. We're all fed up with it. But what has been shown is that man is not going to fix this. We're going to continue to endure it. I personally believe the best thing we can do is be ready when it happens to endure it. That means either fighting against it or enduring the judgments. And holding true to the precepts and commandments of God is the greatest thing that you can be doing into the service of the kingdom.
And that works for you, but I'll be honest with you. I don't believe I'm called on to be passive. Okay.
Nothing I just said is passive.
Well, to sit out this election.
If you think your election, if you think the election matters, what about the Electoral College?
Let me finish your thought, okay?
Sorry, my bad.
If we sit out this election, okay, Kamala Harris is in, and we're going to have evil off the charts. And one of the things I do a lot on my show is I show what she was, and now I show the facade that she's getting in the media, but what she'll really do to you when she's in charge. Because at the core, all communists are the same. And this isn't just a communist. You know, this week I'm working on making the case that she's a psychopath. And we cannot have that person in charge, because it does matter who's leading the nation. If Donald Trump got elected, listen, I'm going to tell you what, I don't want to endure his beliefs forever, but he gives us a foothold to try to get the country back. If Kamala's in, it's people like you and me that are going to get crushed by the government and every agency. At least with Trump, maybe we have the military that'll save us from these people. Or maybe this is the beginning of the tribulation and it doesn't matter. And I've considered that as well, too. So I'm not sure what the truth is, but I don't feel that I can be passive in this election, because I can see Trump not being perfect, because he wasn't the first time, but he was better than what we have had. And I see Kamala Harris being the most evil despot, who's a puppet for the deep state that wants depopulation, total enslavement of America, and the total destruction of this country. And ultimately, they want all Americans gone. They want us dead. And if you want any proof for that, just look at what's happening in North Carolina. Look at the depraved indifference towards American citizens there. I will say this, too, and I want to change the tenor a little bit here. If we have a civil war, it might start in North Carolina. I've been talking to some people on the ground, and they tell me these are hardy people. They're pro-Trump, carry a rifle, have a shotgun, and they hate this administration. And when they come to bulldoze, they're going to stand up and fight. This is what I've been told.
So I got a guy who emailed me, who knows this area, and he has a friend in that area. And what their sheriff said was that they're about ready to get a posse together to get rid of FEMA. And then there's scuttlebutt, and this goes into actually talk to an engineer, an Army Corps of Engineers, dam engineer. And I haven't told you this yet, but I'll say it now. Orville. Remember the rumors of Orville, okay? The fact that there's possibly an explosive planted in Orville. Well, there's now rumors.
Orville Dam?
Yes. And now it's unconfirmed rumors. Don't beat me up over it. But all I can say is this is what I got past.
You're correct.
Is people are saying that there's going to be video coming out soon that the military blew a few of these very important dams heading into the Carolinas or in the Carolinas. And that's what also caused this surge, this tidal wave that came down, was that it was interference by the military who blew dams. And if
probably the Army Corps of Engineers, don't you think?
No, I mean, it could be anybody. There's actually, back in the 70s, 80s, there was a military unit very few people even know about that was in the Army. It was actually by the Army, but it comprised everybody in the military. They were specifically drawn up for building up plans of how to destroy infrastructure in like countries that we occupied, like Germany. Everything had to do with nukes, little bitty 8-pound, 9-pound volleyball sized nukes that they would use for destroying major infrastructure. We've had plans like this for a while. Now, unconfirmed, but confirmed, kind of a wink, wink, nod, nod.
It's not unconfirmed, Doug.
That there are somewhere in America explosives in dams.
Yeah, listen, I can tell you about this. Paul Preston and I covered this six, seven, eight, 10 years ago. And this is even before the new California he's the head of got off the ground. What we know is under the continuity of government program with Roosevelt, they were afraid of a Russian invasion coming through Alaska, down through British Columbia, along the western seaboard. And so what they did with those dams in Northern California and Oregon is they loaded explosives into them so they could flood the countryside so that it would stop the Russian invasion. And those explosives are still in those dams. Now, as far as North Carolina, Doug, I don't know the answer to that question. But what you've been told about explosives at Oroville, it's not just Oroville. It's all the dams in that region. So you're absolutely correct on that. Have you heard anything about dams having explosives in North Carolina, or are you saying they were blown up, with external means?
I believe it's North Carolina, and I'd had to reference the email. I've had received a lot of emails lately, but I'd had to reference it. But it does say that it was dams blown up by the military, and then the other one was, the fact that the people that are in these affected areas are just about done with the federal government and their lack of response and the amount of hampering first responders, the amount of hampering volunteers. How dare these people get into, it's not your operational zone. It's not your AO. It was the people's AO, the people's area of operations before you showed up 7 days later. Thanks for showing up eventually and not doing shit for anybody.
I agree.
But these people are now stopping hampering private air travel. I know some guys who are volunteering and people that are in those areas, living in those areas. They, text me about once a day when they can. And they're saying, hey, man, people who were here volunteering are being told to leave by the government because they're not approved by FEMA. Well, FEMA does not have the amount of people, the amount of ATVs and horses and mules and freaking dirt bikes and professional hikers and backpackers carrying in ungodly amounts of logistical equipment and medical needs and food and whatnot for these people. The people were better equipped, better prepared, and have already moved and already established a area of operations. And then the government comes and moves in and says, okay, now we'll take over. Negative. No, the incident commander should still be the people, because the federal government's screwing this up. Dave, the mere fact that $750 is what these people are going to get. And I've got so many different stories of people being denied the money when we have the illegals who are getting dang near $10,000 a month plus free living conditions, free college, free school, don't pay taxes. It is despicable, despicable. And because of that, that's going to get blamed on Kamala Harris because of the weather modification, whatever, of hurricanes. That's getting blamed on Kamala Harris. So to me, it seems like she is being the willful idiot.
No, she's the person who
doesn't
doing
see
the
that.
Will of the people that are behind this. She hasn't come up with this on her own, but she's just fine with it.
Do you think that there the likelihood of an assassination attempt on her is now going to increase because of this storm, her callous lack of response for this?
I've covered this. I believe she's feared assassination all the way through. If she wanted to win Pennsylvania, she should have grabbed Josh Shapiro. Now, I know his pro-Jewish stance runs opposite hers, but do you want to be the president or not? Instead, she went out and chose someone who's more to the left than she is, if that's possible. And I think that's an insurance policy. You might take me out, but you're still going to have Tim Walz, who absolutely cannot win. I don't think there's no amount of cheating that could push that guy over the finish line. So, yes, I've covered this. Her numbers, I've got two good sources, and I can't say a whole lot about background affiliation. And Martin Armstrong, though, says the whole thing. Martin Armstrong, who's public, says Kamala has a 10% approval rating. Forget the polls, forget everything. I've got two sources in government that monitor, and they are saying between 8 and 12%. They're saying the same thing. If her numbers don't come up to a level where they can cheat, they're going to kill her, is my opinion. They're also going to kill Trump, and they're going to say, look at the violence. We're going into martial law. They'll bring in the Kigali principles and the UN troops. And remember, last week, or actually week before last, we signed the UN Summit of the Future, which binds us into global governance. And I've been through this document on my Rumble channel and also my website. There are 148 overarching points. I went over the top 15. And there's no question, we signed on to world government, and these assassinations could be the preemptive reason that we go into martial law and also send the terrorists loose, let them riot, add to the chaos. And of course, you're going to have the UN here patrolling the streets. And then this is where the persecution of the people will take place. And Biden will leave office. Kamala will ascend to the presidency. And I believe they'll bring in Hillary Clinton. That's my prediction. Listen, Doug, I've been on this for since Kamala announced, so over 2 months. And I got to tell you, I don't have a good feeling for her safety. And I think when you go watch her as Attorney General of California, she could give a coherent speech. Not great, but coherent. Okay? She can't do anything coherent now. I think she's scared shitless. I think this is part of what we're seeing.
She's not a different woman. She's the same idiot. She's the same, the same person, but that laughter, that nervous tick.
There
laughter.
You go. You just hit it. Nervous tick.
So, okay. So you think she's psychopathic?
Yes.
I think we can both agree that Trump's an egomaniac.
Yes.
But a lot of men in his stature are. That's not really
politics uncommon. Attracts it, Doug.
Yeah, but the psychopathic, because that is exactly Hillary Clinton. If anything, Hillary is that next stage of even worse than that.
Well, she's a witch, and I mean that literally and not figuratively. I mean that literally. She's into witchcraft.
Yep, she's a wicked something of the West, trying to curtail my potty mouth, but. There's something peculiar. I want to say this. There's something peculiar about Kamala. I don't know if she's inebriated. Yes. I don't know if she
has a drinking problem.
Yeah. Her speech pattern, the way her eyes move, the way her body moves, it seems like sometimes when we see her, she is intoxicated. Like she'll move real slowly. There's other times where she just darts back and forth. And everything's joking and joyful and laughing like if you're on an upper or like if you had a mimosa or four or five plus a shot of vodka. It seems like she's inebriated. And that's why you never see her approached. Like she's almost hands off approached by the media. The media hounds Trump. They hound the senators and congressmen. They hound Biden. But no one hounds Kamala. And I think that's very interesting.
Well,
so what
yeah, I
what,
used to work with drug addicted, includes alcohol people. And I saw a clip of her. This was a real telltale sign that woke me up to this. She went to Wisconsin and she spoke to some law enforcement people and she was drunker than a skunk. And there's no question she was drunk. And that's not the only time I've seen her this way. You're running for president, okay? Now, maybe I would like to have a couple of beers at night before I go to bed, okay? But if I'm training for the Olympics or running for president, I don't think I have the time to do that. You know, I can't afford to have a beer in my life right now because I need to be fully alert for about 18 to 20 hours a day. How do you run for president and be intoxicated as many times as I've seen her? She has a drinking problem. She's an alcoholic.
Yes, we're going to be back with more of this really interesting interview that I did with Doug on the Intel report. Stay tuned for more.